We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
From Learfield IMG College, this is Aggies All the Way, the official podcast of Utah State Athletics. Aggies All the Way is presented by Guild Mortgage. Guild Mortgage Company and the Karen Nielsen team is experienced and knowledgeable with all types of loan products and can tailor the perfect loan for you. Karen and the team would love to meet you and help you own what matters. NMLS number 3274, Equal Housing Lender.
All right, welcome in. It's another edition of the Aggies All the Way podcast right here on the Aggie Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. We always like to catch up with former players, and as we record this, it's a Thursday, which under normal circumstances, in a normal year, would have been game day. But instead, because of COVID-19, we have to wait a little bit before we get the football season started. But to help talk a little bit about some of the fun things going on at Utah State in an important time, two graduate assistants, kind enough to join us, Jemani Robertson, as well as DJ T. Alavea, kind enough to join us on the podcast. Talk about a really important thing that Utah State has put together to formulate a history class. It's open to all students, taught on campus coming up this fall. It's History 2010, called The Untold Truths of African-American Inequality in the United States. And Jemani, let's start with you. What are your thoughts on this class, and how excited are you that Utah State is offering a class of this magnitude?
Yeah, and first off, I want to thank you for having us on. This class is honestly a blessing. It's huge. It's the first time I've seen something like this as far as it being put together by student athletes and from their perspective based on their experiences and what they wanted out of it. I can't thank Coach Anderson enough for, supporting this whole thing. It's really driving in the community. I mean, I was talking to the professor last night, and we had to stop people from, enrolling in this class. And so that's how many people, even outside of Utah State, that want to be a part of this. They want to learn more. So that's encouraging. And we're digging deep into trying to fact find, and it's looking at it from multiple lenses. And that's the big part about this whole thing. And, going into it, they wanted to make it different from any other just normal history class by looking at it from multiple perspectives, right? And starting from the past to current, right, to gather that, you know, understanding. So that's just a break, you know, base synopsis of everything. And, you know, I'm just excited that I'm being a part of this.
DJ, from your perspective, what does this mean for you to be able to be a part of the development and implementation of something like this?
Oh, man, it's been amazing. Like Jumani said, it's a true blessing to have something here on this campus and this community, especially as being former players. We just are you know, glad to be a part of this this turning point here. And so I think it's a great thing that Coach A brought to us, and so much help and so much time and effort put in from the student athletes, the four student athletes that helped us create this class, and a huge thanks to Doc Gordon and Doc Peterson.
You know, it's funny. You know, I'm getting a little up there in age, but even I took a class from Dr. Peterson back in the day at Utah State. He's a tremendous man, Jumani, and how much fun has it been working with him on this?
I mean, he's amazing. I mean, he's my former professor, right? And so it's been fun to be able to get on a level different, right, than in the past where I was a student, and now I'm, you know, helping him, you know, create this class. So it's been an honor, honestly. I mean, me and DJ have learned so much just about Utah and Utah State alone, just the history behind it. You know, just going over small things of, you know, the first African-American woman that, you know, came to Utah State, or, you know, the first interracial relationship. I mean, we've learned these things like in a matter of 10 minutes, just having a normal discussion with this, you know, with them. So, you know, Peterson is awesome, man. And I'm excited that he's actually the professor that's teaching this class.
DJ, what do you hope for a student to take away from a class like this? Let's say, you know, somebody who grew up their whole life in the state of Utah and hasn't been exposed to a lot. What do you hope that somebody takes away from this?
It's awesome that you asked, because that was me, right? You know, I've been in Utah my whole life. I've grown up in Salt Lake City. So you don't know what you don't know, right? So as a boy, as a kid that was raised in Salt Lake, I didn't know much about what our African American brothers and sisters face day to day. And it wasn't until I came to Utah State and my experience in the NFL, where some of my brothers and some of my teammates educated me on what actually takes place around this country and the fight that they have been fighting for hundreds of years. And so for me, my mind, I was opened up once I was educated by the experiences and the facts that are going on. And that's exactly what it is that we try to touch in this class, is the untold truths, because it was things to me that were foreign. And so I just hope that the students that are in this class, not only this semester, but moving forward, they come in with an open mind, but they're there to be educated on something that we have no idea about. And so I feel like I have an interesting perspective, because I am that kid from Utah that wasn't exposed to much. There's not a lot of diversity in Utah and honestly, just in Cache Valley itself. So it's helping our students and helping our community understand what is really going on in our country now, and why we're seeing so many protests and uproar and the fight that is going on, that and it's my belief that we need to stand with and stand next to, and it starts with the education.
You know, Jumani, how many times when you were playing at Utah State and when you got here to Cache Valley, and I mean, you're originally from Phoenix, correct?
Correct.
So when you got up here to Cache Valley, you know, predominantly white, and you would share experiences or try to help educate, how many times would you hear somebody say, "Wow, I had no idea. Like I had no idea that you've had to deal with things like that, or no idea that the people have had to go through things like that." Was that a common experience? And do you think this class can help out in that regard?
For sure. You know, and we are able to gather some of that understanding when, you know, we had like a team form, right? And the players were able to, you know, speak up to the coaches and express themselves, right, in a way where I don't believe they've been able to, right, you know, in a long time. You know, it was an open forum, right, where, you know, it was the honest truth. Mm-hmm. And the coaches were able to gather a different understanding, right? I brought up an experience of you know, going into Walmart, right, and just, you know, you feel a different, you know, look, right, just being an African-American male and just that understanding of it, right, of just not being used to see, you know, being seen around, you know, this city. And it's a different feeling being an African-American male, right, to experience that, right? And so even myself have to go into it with an open perspective, understanding that, you know, people aren't really used to seeing, you know, someone like myself unless, you know, I was an athlete. But, you know, what if I was just a normal, you know, person just working? You know, and so it's definitely going to open some eyes, I believe, just to be able to hear different stories, opinions and perspectives from, you know, multiple people, and then being able to interview different people that went to Utah State or, you know, went through some similar systematic issues. I think it'll open some eyes for sure. And it'll be helpful for all races, right? And so I think you answered the question for sure. I've seen a lot of that, and I think this will open some eyes, like I said.
Jumaane, when you, when you're working with Ross Peterson and DJ and everybody else in putting this class together, what were some of the things that you really wanted to emphasize? What were some of the things that were important to you that were discussed and talked about in this class?
Well, it was important to me that, you know, that it was coming directly from the athletes, right? I mean, their perspective alone, I think, was huge. And Coach A did a great job of mixing it up, right? And so we have two African-American males, Marcus Moore and Andre Grayson, right? And then we also have, right, you know, you got Chip Nelson and Mick, right? And so, you know, you got a Polynesian and a Caucasian. And so, you know, being able to come together and hear those perspectives was huge, right? And so I guess my main focus was to make sure that their message was clear, that they didn't hold anything back from what they wanted out of it, right? And so it was really just trying to help them organize that. I guess if I had to put it in my own opinion, what I would like to grasp from the class is something that, you know, more than just information, right, is throughout the class that we're doing activities in the community and things that will actively help in change, right, progressive change, right, moving forward. And it's tough right now with COVID and not being able to go and visit people and go to schools and things like that. But, you know, hopefully as you know, this is getting, you know, hopefully as we get better, and, you know, those things will continue to happen. But, you know, Dr. Ross has a plan, and I believe those are the things that are going to be going on within this class.
DJ, from, you know, you played for Coach A and you know what he's like. To have that kind of support when I think a lot of us were wondering, what can we do? You know, what are some of the things we can do to be proactive and try to help? And when he brought up the class idea, that sounds like something, you know, Coach A is always he's always kind of trying to find a way to help and come up with ideas. When he brought that up, what was your initial thought?
I wasn't surprised. Like you said, we all know Coach Anderson. I mean, his heart is with the players, and he wants the players wanted to make an impact, and the players wanted to do something locally, and so I think by Coach Anderson creating this idea was his way of giving the players what we needed as far as taking steps to make an impact. So Coach Anderson's great, man. He's obviously. He listens, he cares. And so, I was not surprised one bit.
You know, you talk about football players always want to leave a legacy. And that's always talked about in terms of what you do on the field. And both of you guys were part of teams that kind of helped turn the corner and got Utah State back to where they needed to be from a respectability standpoint and winning games there in Logan. But DJ, I'll start with you. Just how much does it mean to you to be part of something that you talk about leaving a legacy? Hopefully this class is a class that continues on for years and years and years to come and is highly successful. And to be a part of that, that change and that development at Utah State, I got to imagine is something that you probably take a little bit of pride in.
No doubt. No doubt. Me and Jermani from day one have talked about this and how it is a legacy that we want to leave. And, you know, that was one of the main goals from as a collective unit with me and Jermani and then our four student athletes. Our biggest thing was we wanted to be a long-term class that Utah State, you know, offers for every student that joins our community. Every freshman or every first-year student at Utah State should not only be given the opportunity, but they should want to take this class. They should want to be involved. And so it is the legacy that we wanted to leave, and I feel like the first year will work out some of those kinks, but as we stay involved with Doc Peterson, I feel like this is going to be something amazing. And in 5 and 10, 15 years, what we have talked about throughout these first couple months of creating this class is going to come to fruition.
So let's talk a little bit of football. How tough is it not playing a game today? Jermani, let's start with you.
I mean, you know, to be frank, it's extremely tough, right? From a mental standpoint, to a physical standpoint, everything about it right now is tough, right? And so I think the same thing, or a lot of similarities that the coaches are feeling about not playing, the anxiety of it, the frustration of it is going on with the players too as well, right? And so, yeah, it's tough, right? This has been a painful year. You know, I literally was just kind of talking about this whole thing with my 7-year-old son yesterday, and, you know, he even opened up about it, right? You know, and so it gave me a different perspective. Like, man, this is really hitting home on a lot of people.
Yeah.
And so, but on top of it, I think just being, you know, doing this class and having open forums and communicating more with the team like this has been super helpful for myself and others right around the team. So,
DJ, how about you? I can't imagine there's a and I don't know if you guys are working on Labor Day or not, but I can't, you know, usually Labor Day is very busy. This is a crazy weekend, and now there's just not a lot going on. What kind of an adjustment has it been for you?
It's definitely strange, right? I mean, I don't know what Labor Day is. You know, when you're a player, whether you're a player, whether you're a coach, when you're involved in football in some sort of fashion, you don't know what Labor Day is because you're either practicing or you're in the film room, or so it definitely is an interesting time, and it's definitely tough. But you know, you have to control what you can control, and even though we're seeing teams play on ESPN or whatnot, you just have to, you know, stay engaged, stay involved with your athletes, and be on top of your game, and don't slip in any way. So I think we'll be ready as coaches. We'll be ready as players when our time is called. But I'm not going to lie. Just like Jermani said, man, it's very hard. It's a very tough time.
Both DJ's the offensive graduate assistant, Jermani, defensive graduate assistant. For both of you, I mean, is this something that you want to keep doing? Is coaching ultimately the profession you want to get into? Jermani, we'll start with you, and then DJ, you can jump in.
For sure. I mean, without a doubt, no doubt about it. This is what I'm passionate in, right? In just being in, you know, with Coach Anderson's program, he breathes and, you know, big on teachers, right? And so that's been my philosophy from day one, right? I'm not, you know, I'm not the barker, right? You know, I'm the type of coach where I like to explain the why, and you know, that's what Coach A constantly preaches, and so it's definitely, you know, where I see myself, you know, within the near future, you know, full time. But right now I'm enjoying the journey. It's awesome right now. You know, Coach Anderson brought me and DJ up, I think, for a specific reason. This group is, you know, reminds me so much of our group, all right, in 2012, you know, when we won that WAC championship. I mean, they're so similar to us athletically. And so, you know, I think it's exciting to be here, right, and to help these guys grow. So, for sure.
DJ?
Yeah, man, I love the game of football, you know, and ever since I stepped foot on campus here at Utah State, I've had that love for football. And it wasn't just game day, obviously, here at Maverick Stadium. Game day is always incredible, and I have a bunch of memories. But I love football because I love the time and the effort, the work, and the details. I've loved that ever since I was here. And so I feel like I've always been a student of the game. And so from a young kid here at Utah State, I always knew I was going to be a coach. And I've had coaches that told me the same thing. Hey, D, I really think that you're going to be a coach one day. And so to be able to get this opportunity and for Coach Anderson to give me this opportunity, man, it's been such a blessing. And now that I'm on the other side of things, there's more work, there's more details, there's more studying, there's more learning. And so I'm so grateful for this opportunity because it's a blessing in disguise. During quarantine, I was able to study and learn from so many great football minds. I was able to surround myself with the staff that we have here to learn and pick their brains every single day. I've learned so much over this quarantine and over this period with no football. And so I'm so excited. I love the game, and I see myself, and I hopefully I see myself doing this for a long time.
That's awesome. Jumaane, I wanted to get your thoughts on this, and I'm not trying to have you kiss up to the boss or anything like that, but from the develop, not only just as a football coach, but as a mentor and a guy who kind of helped kickstart this whole class and to try to help educate so many people. What has Coach Anderson meant to you and your development, not only as a player, but as a man?
Look, Coach A has had the same number since I've met him, and it hasn't changed, right? And, I mean, he's that same guy. He's not going to change up. So just being able to always know that and reach out to him at any time, you know, in my life when I didn't believe I would be back up here at Utah State. You know, I knew I was going to be, I knew coaching was going to be something that I did for, you know, forever, you know, within my career. But, you know, just to be up here again, you know, with Coach Anderson and the coaches that are, you know, involved in this program has been awesome, right? And, I mean, every day he's constantly teaching you something, right? You know, whether it's small or big, right? And so I still look at, you know, him from a father standpoint, right? And so knowing he is my boss, but, I mean, I'm just, it's a blessing, honestly, truly, to every day just being able to learn from them.
Well, gentlemen, we appreciate it. This has been a great conversation. Anybody listening, especially students, we encourage you to try to find a way to enroll in this class. You got a sense for the hard work and the diligence behind the scenes to help make it happen and how important it is. So if you get an opportunity, highly, highly recommend it. Jumaane, DJ, thank you so much. And can't wait to talk to you guys down the road. Hopefully a little bit more about X's and O's and actual football games, all right?
Yes, sir. Sounds like a plan. Go Aggies.
This has been Aggies All the Way, the official podcast of Utah State Athletics, presented by Guild Mortgage. Guild Mortgage Company and the Karen Nielsen team is experienced and knowledgeable with all types of loan products and can tailor the perfect loan for you. Karen and the team would love to meet you and help you own what matters. NMLS number 3274, Equal Housing Lender. The proceeding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Aggie Sports Network.